Good morning. Welcome to What's Up Boone County. Appreciate you joining us this second Saturday, second weekend in February 2023. Hope things are going well for you. It's Super Bowl weekend, so if you're a football fan or if you just like to watch the commercials, that'll be on Sunday evening. But, you know, when you get to the Super Bowl, then the winter's more than half over. And I feel like we're on the downhill slide. Now, we're going to have some bad weather probably in later February, and March is always iffy. But I can see the end, see the rainbow, as they say, and I'm hoping we get into spring and we get some good weather. The winter hasn't been too bad. It's been reasonably warm, although here lately it's been pretty cold. But we haven't had any terrible snows, and we've managed to avoid the catastrophes that we sometimes find yourselves in during the winter months, but I hope things are going well in your life. And our guest this week on What's Up Boone County is Anita Bowen, who's the Executive Director of the Boone County Senior Services Organization, which is one of the leading social services organizations in our community. I've been around, well, I'm dating myself, but Margot Corson helped form the organization, what, 30 years ago, probably, give or take, maybe longer, I don't know. How long has it
1978.
Been? 1978. 78. Well, that's 45 years ago
exactly
at this
right.
point. Well, Anita, thanks for coming in and talking to us this week about the senior services and what they do and what you want to do more of. Let's start a little bit with your background, family, and that sort of thing.
Well, it's great to be here, Ken. Appreciate the opportunity always to share about who we are and what we do. It's crazy to believe that I've been at BCSSI for 10 years as of this just past January. I left a position in the Lafayette area, which I loved, and wanted to get involved here in the community and make a difference where I live and where our family has made our home. So, like I said, I've been there 10 years, and we love being able to share our gifts and talents and our services and programs with all, not only those who are age 60 and older, but with the family members that are involved in the lives of those older adults. So I'm married, and my husband is Bob, and I have one son, Brayton, and he has just begun his first year at UIndy. And is there studying and playing baseball. So we're really excited. We actually have a first baseball game coming up this Friday the 17th.
Is that right? Well, you know, it does seem a little early for baseball, but they start early, don't they? In the first month or so, it can be pretty chilly out there for these baseball games. I know that.
We purchased heated vests for ourselves for Christmas this year, so we're trying to figure out ways we can stay warm because the first several games are right here in Indiana.
They're not going to Georgia or Alabama.
They're not,
huh?
Unfortunately.
So how is he getting along at the University of Indianapolis? Does he like it okay?
He sure does. It's been a great fit for him. Smaller campus, enjoys the relationships that he's building with the instructors, professors, teammates. And really looking forward to what this first season will bring for his folks. So we're excited, and we'll be there cheering him on as often as we can.
Well, good. Well, tell our listeners what attracted you to applying for the job as executive director when Sue Ritz retired at the Senior Services Organization. Why was this job of interest to you?
That's a wonderful question. I sort of stumbled upon this opportunity. I went to church with Judy Cunningham, and Judy is a lifelong Boone County a legacy here, she and her husband Tom and their family. And I had seen this position. It just popped up in some correspondence that I received electronically, and I had always thought that if I had an opportunity to begin working in Boone County and move from doing what I was doing in Tippecanoe County, that Boone County Senior Services would be the place that I would like to continue sharing my skills because I really have a passion for older adults. So I started talking to Judy. She was the head of the search committee, and sort of the rest is history. One of the questions that I had for Judy and the search committee was, what's the turnover like at this organization? And it was evident not only with their response, but what I have seen is people stay. The people that work at Boone County Senior Services, or BCSSI as we like to brand it, are people who are committed, loyal, and love making a difference here in our communities. So they stay. They often come to work, actually, at our organization after they've maybe had another career somewhere else. Maybe they've been in banking, or they've been in education, they've been in insurance or law. They have played out a wonderful career, but they're not done yet. They have more to give. And so they come to our organization to work maybe as a driver in our transit program or as an in-home service attendant in our personal services division. That really appealed to me. I wanted to go somewhere where I could be a part of a team of caring, loving individuals who wanted to make aging the best it could be.
Well, and it's important because we're all getting older. And we all have loved ones who have either been through it or are facing it or going through it right now. And to have an organization that's really devoted to their needs and providing services, information, opportunities that most of us working don't know what's available. We don't know where to go. Our mother needs help or our grandmother, and we don't know where to turn. Your organization provides that sort of support and information. And it's invaluable. Let's talk about where your office is located currently.
Currently, we have our main office at 515 Crown Point Drive, which is just adjacent to Witham Hospital off of State Road 39. We're kind of tucked back behind Crown Point Assisted Living, so we're not really visible, and that can be a challenge for us. That's why we continue to get out and make sure people know that we're there. We also have a satellite office in the Zionsville Town Hall. That office has been there since 2012, and as I mentioned, the offices here in Lebanon have been in place since 1978. So we have a long history of learning and growing and just continuing to evolve. We have a great attendance in both of those locations for our activities. We are very, very fortunate that we have been able to rebound after the pandemic so that people are now coming in on a daily basis to interact, as you mentioned, to get information and assistance or to support us in other ways. We are a private nonprofit organization, so while we are funded by a variety of different government streams, we also are very grateful for individuals in this community who support us.
And you have a fair number of people that make voluntary tax-deductible contributions directly to the organization or through the foundation that's affiliated with your organization. Correct?
We absolutely do, Ken, and that is critical to our success. Because even with our government funding, for example, the Indiana Department of Transportation is our largest funder. They fund what we call public transit, and that's a program through the Indiana Department of Transportation where we're able to help people of all ages get to where they need to go with a ride.
So you don't have to be a senior in order to use the transit system.
You do not, even though most of our other programs, you need to be over age 60. Public transit can help get your students to school. We were very helpful when the bus situation was critical during the pandemic, and maybe even at the last minute, you would get a message saying that your driver was unavailable, your route was canceled. We encouraged people to give us a call to see if we could help last minute. So this program, as I said, it's through Indiana Department of Transportation, but we are required to come up with a 50% match for what they give us. So those individual donations help us to meet that. In addition, our fundraisers help us to meet that goal so that we can draw down their support. And it's critical, and we're always looking for new relationships that we can establish because, as you mentioned, none of us are immune to aging, and it's obvious that it's an organization that we want to be around forever.
Well, the families need, whether it's because somebody's lost their license or they're down on their luck and they don't have a vehicle, or they have a special needs child at home and they need to stay home, and yet they've got a family member needs to go somewhere to school or to work. or you've got people that need to go to the north side of Indianapolis to visit a doctor, and they don't have a means of access because their husband takes the car to go to work. There's innumerable situations where this plays a benefit in their life, isn't there?
Absolutely. We have a very diverse ridership. Last year in 2022, we did 19,144 rides, and that was for 786 unique individuals. It's rebounding. It's not back to where it was prior to the pandemic when we were around 24,000 rides. But what we see is that we are continuing to establish relationships with new people who are finding out about us and realize that we can be helpful to them wherever they need to go. And we just ask that it's a demand response system, so we don't operate like the taxi. We need you to call ahead, and as soon as you know, if you're going to work every day or your child needs to get to school every day or you know you have an appointment to go to see a doctor in Indianapolis or Lafayette, as soon as you have those needs and you can establish those dates with us, the more likely you're going to be to get the rides. Because currently we...
how many drivers do you have?
18 drivers
and
right
now.
And
how many vehicles do you have?
18 vehicles.
18 vehicles. So you can accommodate most requests, but you like to get as much notice as possible to make sure it happens.
Absolutely. It's critical. That's the way we operate for the most part. We welcome calls at the last minute because, as you might imagine, there are often cancellations. So we might come in first thing in the morning because our transportation operates from 7:30 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Monday through Friday. And we may come in at 7 and we may have a group of cancellations. And with that being said, then when you call and you've got a last-minute need, we might be able to work you in. So we welcome that. We want to try to help as many people as we can and turn away the fewest people that we can.
So there's a fee for this service, I assume. It's not free.
There is a fee for the service. If you're an older adult, it operates on a donation basis here in the town. So, for example, if you live in Lebanon and you want to go to the post office, to the bank, to the grocery store, and to get your hair done, we recommend a $5 donation for all of that. Now, we're not going to say anything if you can't make that donation for the day. Again, it's simply that. The Older Americans Act requires that we do not mandate a fee for older adults, and we are able to get some supplemental funding from some other funding sources to put that together to cover the costs of your ride.
If you're going to Lafayette or Indianapolis, is it a higher fee than
yes,
that?
Yes, there are set fees depending on where you're going. So we recommend that you just give our transit division a call. We have a director of transportation, Michelle, and an assistant director of transportation, Missy. Give them a call. Talk to them about what your plans are, what your needs are, and we'll get you the information and get you the rate. And you mentioned someone who might have a special needs child at home. We have a fantastic partnership with the ARC of Greater Boone County, and we take many of those individuals to work there, both in the morning and pick them up in the afternoon. So there are a variety of ways that we are working together to keep our community members moving.
And you mentioned the hours. If somebody had to be in Indianapolis for 6 o'clock, at 6 o'clock, for example, can you make exceptions, or do you not pick people up after hours?
Right now, we're not able to do the after hours. Can't we'd like to get to the point where we can? We are hiring drivers, and that requires just give us a call if you
sure.
think that might be something you're interested
how,
in.
They how are, do you find how do you find your drivers?
Well, a lot of times it's word of mouth, or people see our vehicles. They're branded as Boone Area Transit System. They're all white with blue or black lettering, and you'll see them out and about throughout the county as well as on the roads and other places throughout the state and nearby communities. And we'll have individuals that'll say, oh, you know, one of your current drivers told us. And I'm telling you, the main interest comes from people who have just recently retired and they want to still stay active, or their spouse wants them to stay active. They give me a call and they say, Anita, so-and-so.
Put my husband to work, will you?
Get him working. He's about to drive me off the cliff. So anyway, we love to have that opportunity for someone that is interested.
You can work as many hours or as few hours as you're able
to. It's flexible. And we like to have you come in and ride and see if it's something for you. We'll put you with a seasoned driver, and you can then experience what it's like to be a driver for Boone Area Transit System.
Well, we're going to come back after we hear from our sponsors and talk a little bit more about the other programs of the Boone County Senior Services Organization and learn about what's available and what people seem to enjoy after we take a moment to hear from our sponsors. We're back with What's Up Boone County this second weekend in February, talking with Anita Bowen, the Executive Director of the Boone County Senior Services Organization. Before we forget, I know you've got volunteers who serve on your board and serve as officers. Who are your current officers?
Well, it's a coincidence that coming up this Wednesday is our annual celebration, so we'll be highlighting all the good things that took place in the previous year, and we'll give out some special awards, recognize our staff members who are achieving a landmark level of service, 5, 10, 15, sometimes 20 years of service. And we'll be doing this event in conjunction with our board leadership. Our president for the coming year to be elected is Mary Grabianowski of Zionsville.
You know, I've known Mary for a long time. She was the president of the student body at Indiana University when I was a student at Indiana.
You're kidding.
No.
Well, all of our volunteers are amazing, Kent. They give so much, and it sounds like Mary's been somebody who's been involved for decades in a leadership role and a volunteer role. Vice President Zoe Faro, the Secretary Elaine Dickerson, and our Treasurer Miley Sickles Davis.
And then you've got other board members who there's too many to mention, but we have a lot of people who donate their time and expertise to provide services to the organization. And you've got a staff of roughly how many people work, not counting your drivers. What sort of a staff do you have?
We have 10 staff members on the management team, and then as we mentioned, the 18 drivers. And then we have about 6 people that are in our in-home services division. And many people don't know that we have in-home services, so it's called personal services.
And how does that work?
This is in conjunction with the Indiana State Department of Health, where we have our licensing. Individuals can call us if they have a loved one or a neighbor or they themselves are experiencing challenges where they might need a little support in the home to help them stay living safely and independently. That might include preparing meals, running errands, doing light housekeeping, making their bed, reminding them to take their medication, helping with bathing, anything that is non-skilled or non-medical. And we find that more and more individuals are contacting us wanting this care in their home to keep them living there as long as possible so that they can avoid having to put them in some type of a facility. Particularly as we came through the pandemic, it was very difficult for some families to be able to see their loved one. And so if they can keep them at home, that's a priority. And it's a priority for us. And we have trained in-home service attendants that are able to provide the care. And I think that if you ask our customers, they all give them 5 stars because currently they're all ladies. But their priority is to just do whatever that person needs. Every care plan is going to look different. And we just pride ourselves in being able to do that care in the home. And we also offer, if you are a caregiver, respite care. So maybe you're a family caregiver. You're taking care of someone in your home 24/7. And you need a break. You want to get out to go to lunch or get a haircut. We can bring in a trained caregiver to sit with your loved one so you can feel confident that they're going to be taken care of while you get out of the house.
Well, that's important for any number of reasons. The person needs a break. They've got to be able to maintain their own family and their own lifestyle. And to have that opportunity is an invaluable alternative for them. And let's talk about some of the other services that your organization is called upon. I mean, people need information about Social Security or veterans benefits or Medicaid. I mean, you probably get these questions every day, don't you?
Every day, Ken. And if we're not able to help the individual that's calling through our programs and services, we're a great starting point because we can then make referrals. We have a number of different resources in our office where we can connect you. We actually have, as you know, the Ask the Attorney program that takes place once a month. You've helped with that over the years.
Yep.
We also have the Options Counseling program, which has been going on for decades, where individuals can come in and get one-on-one help making decisions about Medicare, help with looking at the panic buttons that sometimes people need when you are living alone and you might need that life alert system. We try to provide the connections either through our own programs and services or through some other organization that we can help make the connection to.
If you had the funding and you and whatever else might be required, what are some of the things you'd love to be able to do more of that you simply don't have the staff or the funding to do now? Is there anything that comes to mind?
Well, I would like us to be able to do extended hours for transportation and maybe even some of our other programs and services. Currently, BCSSI is open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Transportation starts a little bit earlier than that. We try, as I mentioned earlier, not to turn people away, but calls for transportation after hours or in-home services after hours, we're just not able to do that because we don't have the funding right now. And we know that it's coming to that. If we look at, you know, the individuals are living longer and we're trying to keep people safely at home, the supports that we're able to provide are going to become even more critical. We also are looking at ways that we can connect people in programming. As people are working longer, we know that many of our individuals are not able to come to our activities during those hours. So they might need something at night or on a weekend. And we have started to do a few special programs. For example, one of the activities that's very, very popular at BCSSI is our bus trips.
Well, I was going to ask you about some of the trips you take.
Yeah.
Some of them are pretty cool.
Yeah. They've been very popular through the years. And we do two trips that are several days. We've got a Smoky Mountains music trip coming up in June. And I don't know if there's any space available on that, actually, because it was very popular when it was announced. We also do day trips. So the whole goal with a lot of our programming, including these trips, is there's a huge mental health component to aging. We just have to say, I mean, we're not only trying to help people live well physically, but we're trying to help them live well mentally and emotionally and financially. So we try to bring all these pieces together, and our activities that we do either on the road through our bus trips or in our building with crafts and art classes and a number of different things are just helping us all stay active and age well.
You mentioned the funding, and we've talked about the revenue that you get from the transit system. What are the other main sources of funding that you do get other than the money from the state?
So we are funded by SECOA, Aging and In-Home Solutions. So every county in the state of Indiana is connected to an area agency on aging, which is part of the Older Americans Act. And so we are funded by SECOA based out of Indianapolis because they cover the donut counties around Marion County. We also are funded by United Way of Central Indiana, and again, they're based out of Indianapolis, but do the donut counties. We also have great partnership with our own Community Foundation of Boone County and often feel like they're able to act more quickly and be more responsive simply because they're here and they know us so well as partners right here in Boone County. We also get funding from the Boone County Council, so we use that funding to purchase fuel for the transit program. We're able to be a part of the bulk fuel purchase program, which would get us a tiny bit of a discount on our fuel, which you can imagine we use a lot of.
And the cost going up, that stretches your budget even more, doesn't it?
Absolutely. It's been difficult.
How many senior citizens would you estimate you serve a year? You may not even know the answer because so many people call in on behalf of their mother or aunt, but I mean, you mentioned the number of people who use the transportation system, but there's a lot of people who you serve in other ways?
We estimated that last year, 2022, we had 2,254 unduplicated clients. Those were through transportation, our in-home services, our outreach, our information and assistance, the legal programs, our friendly visitor. We haven't mentioned the fact that that is so amazing when you can link up an older adult who's isolated in their home with a volunteer who wants to have a deep relationship with a person, and they go and visit that person every week.
Well, some people don't have family members
they
who live nearby or may not have family members at all. But just to have someone they can talk to and rely on and just be friends with, or, you know, they need help legally. They don't know anybody. They don't have anybody to turn to be a guardian or a custodian of their assets. These are all things you get pulled into and willingly pulled into, isn't it?
Absolutely. We feel very fortunate that we are able to have a team member who is dedicated to each of these areas. Cindy Hickson would be the contact for personal services. If you have a need for a loved one to have a friendly visitor that you think would maybe make a huge impact in their life, you can contact Barb. Any of our caregiver programs are going to be the connection for Jessica. And, of course, Sonia Shoup is our director of development. She's responsible for leading our fundraising efforts. And we just invite people to get to know us if they don't already have a relationship with
us. The website is what?
BoonSeniors.org is the website that has a great deal of information. We're also very active on social media, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and that's where you're going to be able to keep up with us on a daily basis, quite honestly. If there's anything that needs to be shared or we want to share, it's just very, very vigorous as far as the posts that we make. So social media. We also have a newsletter that we can send you or that you can get electronically. And our phone number is 765-482-5220.
Well, Anita, we're out of time. I appreciate you coming in and talking to us about your organization and the people who work there and the people who volunteer their time to make life better for our senior citizens in the community and the family members of those senior services. I wish we had more time, but I wish you well, and we'll have you come in a year or two down the road and update us again, because it's a great asset for our community.
Would love that. Thank you, Kent.
Thank you. I do not know who our guest will be next week, but I appreciate Anita coming in this week to talk about the Senior Services Program. Enjoy the Super Bowl or whatever else you're going to do this weekend, and we'll see you next week on What's Up Boone County.